Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want some good news?
Let's hear it.
I got some good news. Sort of, maybe. Hopefully. That nobody's talking about today because it's unexpected. These new ADP job numbers,
right?
Jaw-dropping. Okay, the job losses for the month of May, you've heard this number a lot, were projected, and of course we're finding this out now, right? Because it's June, so May's over. The job losses for the month of May were supposed to be 9 million. That's the economic projection. The ADP payroll report just came out, and it shows a much better than expected 2.76 million jobs lost in May, not 9 million.
Wow.
2.76. So wait, where could the discrepancy be? We don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. Maria Bartiromo had White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett on, and he said he was, you know, I did a double take when I saw it. So he was trying to figure it out. Part of the reason could be for this, that the stimulus that the House and passed and Trump signed and all that allowed you to get economic benefit, the federal ones, not necessarily, it's a different, whatever your state says, and then they put the federal benefits on top of it. You don't usually get federal benefits, you usually get state. The unemployment, if you had loss of hours or income, so you might have still been employed, right? But you had loss of hours or income. Some people qualified for that. And it was murky and messy, who and what, and I'm not even going to try to quantify it. So what could be going on here is people filed for unemployment, right? And so that was counted, but they still have a job. They're economically down and out because they've lost hours, they've lost whatever, or they're not employed, but they're contractors and they lost, business. And so, maybe it's not that every one of those unemployment filings counts as a lost job. It's weird. It's never been this way before. So, I mean, that could be it, but we don't know. We'll see. But, with a forecast of 9 million jobs lost for May and ADP payroll showing now is only 2.76, that's really good news if there's not some glitch in there.
Or at least not as bad as we thought it was
going to
be.
It's still a massacre.
Yes.
You're right. I mean, it's a bloodbath. And, I mean, we're still reeling from the fact that we lost 20 million jobs in April. I mean, April. That's not going away. So we know that. But this would indicate things at least not as bad as we thought. Here, I'll let Cheryl Cassoni explain it. This is on Fox Business.
And it's better than expected, Maria. The estimate was for a loss of 9 million jobs for ADP private payrolls. It came in with a loss of 2.76 million. Now, the range was anywhere from a loss of 12 million to a loss of 200,000. So some of these economists thought we were going to see 12 million. The average estimate, 9 million, 2.76 million, Maria. So this actually is much better than expected. And I definitely have to point out the fact it is much better than the number we got in April, which was a record for this report, a loss of 20.23 million. So again,
so that's where we are. And I brought you the economic bloodbath news. I'll bring you good news when we got it. This is not being covered at all. There's a reason for that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's just being ignored. The mainstream media is also not reporting. We just had, if it were even possible to shatter Trump Dow records, which you would think would never happen again, but it just did. This is a remarkable recovery history-wise for the Dow. It's historic. The Dow is now up 7,000 points since March's low when it hit 18,000. And you realize, I mean, this is like a ping pong machine. I mean, this is crazy. This is a pinball, excuse me, right. machine. It's crazy. I mean, you got, we were 500 points away from 30,000. We were never supposed to get there. There's laughter. I'll never forget it. When Peter Navarro predicted that on CNN Business, literally laughter, that if Trump were elected, we'd hit 30,000. We were 500 points away from that when the coronavirus fake death numbers came out and wrecked the economy. We now know they were extremely fake, not even close to 3.4% were going to die, but it trashed the economy. Thanks, WHO, bunch of liars they are. But anyway, that's what you get when you only use Chinese numbers. But the Dow is now up. So we were at 29.5. This was going. We were on the precipice. It busted it down to 18,000. Right. We are now up 7,000 points since March's low. That is the largest increase over that time period in all of history of the market. I mean, this just shows you that the times we're living in. You know, politics is driving the market. Scares about death rates. That were fantastical lies, really, driving the market. 2 million Americans were never going to die, but America was told that. So, I mean, this is good news. This says, listen, there's a lot of seasoned investors out there. They do nothing but study what's going on in America and our finances, our market. And they're bullish. Crazy enough, they're bullish to drive this thing back to 25,743. So that's good news.
Yes, it is.
And good news.
We heard a lot of folks talking about, especially with the administration, talking about a V-shaped recovery. In other words, it's going to go down, then it's going to come right back up.
Absolutely.
Others who were more pessimistic saying that there would be a W-shaped recovery where it would go up somewhat, then decline again, then come back up. I'm wondering what this current situation with the violence and the looting is going to do to the business prospects, and if maybe this will be what actually causes that W-shaped recovery.
It'll be interesting. The overall tone this morning from Fox News was that the violence is now subsiding.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, and I think this is what I saw. When Obama came out and made a speech, and let me emphasize, nobody has done more to tear this country apart than Barack Obama. We did not have racial tension like this when I was in high school. Not even close. We've seen the Gallup, the racial attitudes in terms of, is there racism in this country? When Obama took office in the Gallup poll, they track for it every year, it was 20 points higher. When he left office, it was 20 points lower. So this is not historic racism still with us. This is a retread of racism in this country. Based on news reporting with half the facts and no context. So we got that going on. But when I saw Obama come out last night, I knew exactly what he was doing. He waits till the end, right, when things are beginning to quell, and then he comes out like the statesman to say, hey, blah, 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 and then he'll get the credit because the riots are done when it's actually the police officers and the people out in the street getting hit in the head who are responsible for this. But anyway, it's good news. I think they'll get a handle on it as we veer into whatever the next hoax will be.
Yeah.
And there'll be another one. I mean, it's a whole year's going to be like this.
Absolutely.
It'll be the next hoax.
Through November.
And they'll credit Obama. See, Obama was the statesman, unlike Trump, and he was able to put the country at rest. That's why he waited till this moment to do that. You'll see that. That'll be the line.
There were never any controversial issues or scandals in the Obama administration. Of course, everything
was absolutely
perfect.
Yeah, right.
Everything
mm-hmm.
was absolutely perfect. The economy was wonderful. Unemployment was almost non-existent. There was no racial strife. There were no scandals. Of course not. Please.
There were, and like today, they were all in blue cities with blue mayors, blue governors. This is a blue problem.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Why is this all this happening, folks? This is a good segment to do this in after we've just talked about good economic news. I mean, you know, compared to where we were. Why is all this going on? Let me tell you why this is all going on. It's very simple. The ruse was up. 30 years, Democrats promised black people. How many times have I told you this? 30 years. We're going to get to just stick with this, man. The struggle is long and hard, but someday you're going to get better wages. Someday you're going to have wage growth. Someday. What are wages for blue-collar workers? White, black, doesn't matter. NPR. How much have they gone up since 1976? How much? I know, off the top of my head, 3%. 3%. That's not adjusted for inflation. Think about that for a minute. NPR. White-collar wages, how much they gone up? Between 20 and 30%. See the problem there? What caused that? Mostly the immigration bills pushed by the Democrats in the 60s when they had control of Congress. Late 60s, they passed. Now they're in phase two. They want to bring in the immigration to depress the wages of the white-collar workers. That's going on in Congress right now. Democrats and Republicans are knee-deep in it. Trump's the only person who's capable of stopping it. That's the real rub, folks. That's it. And then comes along Trump. 30 years, Democrats told blacks. They believed him. We're in a struggle, man. It's so hard. It's so hard. But, man, someday. You won't live to see it. Maybe your kids, maybe your grandkids. Someday we're going to get you those improved wages. And there goes Trump. Racist, we're told. And he does it in 3 years. Who had the biggest wage gains? Do you remember? Got this from the pages of Washington Post. It was shocking that they reported it. Who was it? Say it with me. Black women and Hispanic women. Who led business creation? An explosion of business creation. Everybody did great. Who had the plurality of business in creation? Biggest numbers. Black and Hispanic women. See, that's a problem. When Democrats have been telling you for decades, they were, man, we are going to get you out of here. Sort of embarrassing. That's what this is all about, folks. They're embarrassed. The ruse is up. They could have done this years ago. They chose not to. They like to keep people poor. They admitted this a couple weeks ago. But last week we did this. Maybe a week and a half ago. Politica. Politico actually wrote the Democrats were in a panic over the economy recovering. My God, if the economy recovers before the election, people won't be poor. They won't vote for us. That is the deal. That's the jig. That's what it is. And that's what all this is about. It's a big distraction from their massive failures. From their massive failures exposed by Trump. They could have done this. You could like Trump. You could hate Trump. It doesn't matter. They could have done this. And you saw the numbers with black folks. He was getting record-setting poll numbers with black folks. Not a majority, certainly. He's a Republican. But solid double digits, as high as 22% support in some polls. And those were mainstream media polls. There is panic here. That's why they are so organized that on a dime, pallets of bricks show up all over this country. They've been planning this for months. They don't have anything else but their old, tired, broken promises. This is Bob Woodson. He is a civil rights veteran, fought in the civil rights movement against real, actual, systemic discrimination. He's the founder of the Woodson Center, and he describes this ruse perfectly. Take a listen. He was on Tucker last night. It's our first epic rant today. He is, of course, black.
In the past 50 years, $22 trillion have been spent in the poverty program. 70% goes not to the poor, but those who serve poor people. So many of those people taking office use this money to create a class of people who are running these cities. And now, after 50 years of liberal Democrats running the inner cities, where we have all of these inequities that we have, race is being used as a ruse, as a means of deflecting attention away from critical questions such as, why are poor blacks failing in systems run by their own people? If race was an issue, even a criminal justice system. And if we continue to look at life through a racial prism, when evil wears a black face, it will escape detection and therefore correction.
What's he talking about? These cities where this is happening are all run by Democrats. Many of them are run by black Democrats. But the common thread is Democrat. That's what he's saying. It's not race. It's Democrat. He said, look at the criminal justice system. We're told it's racist. We got to fix it. Well, it's not racist in red areas. That's not where this is happening. It's blue areas. Let me read that to you because it's profound. In the past 50 years, $22 trillion has been spent on poverty programs. This is what he just said. 70% goes not to the poor, but to those who serve poor people. Serve is a generous term. I prefer rob. So many of those people taking office use this money to create a class of people who are running these cities. And now after 50 years of liberal Democrats running the inner cities, where we have all these inequities that we have, race is being used as a ruse, he says, as a means of deflecting attention away from critical questions. Yes, this is it. And Trump raised that because he just showed an entire generation of black folks that it don't take 30 years, folks. It takes three. That's why this is all going on. It's a ruse. He just nailed this. He's a black civil rights leader from the civil rights era. This is why they've made sure pallets of bricks were delivered all over the place. By the way, if you're saying, no, the media debunked that. No, they did not. You know who just said it overnight? NYPD police commissioner. Posted a film. Yeah, of how they put the bricks and the rocks and the violent tools of war and riot along the path they intend to take so they can just pick them up as they go. It's on my Twitter feed. Now, you want to hear it? Debunk this from Commissioner Shea's Twitter feed, the NYPD commissioner. This is what our cops are up against. Organized looters strategically placed placing caches of bricks and rocks at locations throughout NYC. And he's got video of it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
to the Ingalls Advantage talk line we go to talk to a, I guess, I don't have a name here for you. What's your point? Hello? I don't have a name, so I don't know what to call you.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Well, I got a couple issues here. I'm just a little frustrated like everybody else is. I mean, I didn't choose to live in the Middle East. You know what I mean? So we shouldn't be living in fear like we live in the Middle East. I'm a little bit frustrated. I don't like having my family worried about if, you know, looters or rioters are going to get tired of tearing up the city. So now they're going to move, to the suburbs and that kind of thing. I think it's crazy, and I'm wondering if anybody else is thinking like I'm thinking, when are we going to do something about this? I mean, when they get tired of ransacking the cities and stealing everything that's there, when are they going to come out and do something to our families? You know what I mean? And I wanted to see what everybody else's outlook on this was.
So, okay, so when you called in, the subject line says, the call screener talked to you, people are starting to think they should forcefully oppose rioters?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean,
is that what you're saying?
I was thinking, kind of. I mean, I was always thinking, hey, I'm going to buy a gun to protect my house. Now I'm starting to get angry, and I want to buy a gun and go do something about this, because, I mean, cops getting shot when they're out there defending the city and stuff like that. I mean, everything these people are saying that they were standing up for, George Floyd, it's not even about that anymore. I mean, they could give that cop the death sentence tomorrow, and these people are still going to be out there tonight and stealing and looting, because now it's all about them and what they can get. I mean, I'm not racist. So before someone calls in and says, hey, the race card, I'm Puerto Rican, and I lived in Harlem for 20 years. Harlem, black Harlem. I lived there for 20 years. I don't think what these people are doing is right by any means. You know what I mean? I think it's all about them. They're going to keep destroying stuff. I mean, they got a taste of blood. Now they're just going to keep chasing it. And I think it's crazy, and something needs to be done before more people get killed. Built, just for defending what they built all their lives. It's crazy. And how this is just going on this long is beyond me.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. But I want to be really careful. The reason I took your call was because the subject line, which you called told the call screener that people are starting to think they should forcefully oppose rioters. What should we do? We should not forcefully oppose rioters. We are not them. They are them. We are not them. If you've got rioters looting your store and they've smashed their way in, have at it. You're fully within your Second Amendment rights. You were attacked. If you got a gun, great. Defend yourself. But, should we go out there and oppose rioters? No. Mm-mm. No. There needs to be a clear contrast between us and them. Between law and order and the other option. Anarchy. Which Lee, by the way, brilliantly in the first segment, described what you're seeing, the smash and grabs, the beating of an elderly couple upside the head with a 2x4, the cop stabbed in the neck. Somebody snuck up behind him last night as he was trying to protect businesses in New York, stabbed him in the neck. Two more cops shot. Thank God none of them they're not in danger of dying, but they're injured this morning. That's them. That's not us. We need to present clear, stark choices for the public. You want to live in a blue area? That's run like a democracy. Lee called, what you're seeing with this violence, this is democracy right now. All democracy is 50 plus one. If more people want to go smash and grab some watches in Soho where they stole $2.5 million worth of watches out of one store, more cops than, if there's more of them than the cops, well, they get the watches. That's democracy. You like democracy? I don't like it so much. That's why our founding fathers constituted this as a republic, because they were terrified of democracy. They were terrified by the idea of mob rule, which really just amounts to smash and grab. There's more of us than there are of you. There's one store owner. There's 15 of us. We want to watch us hand them over. We are not that. I don't even want to be remotely confused with that. If you're legitimately threatened, then absolutely you should defend yourself. But not before then. Let them show the country who they are. Folks, they always overplay their hand. Always. They cannot stop. They are extreme people. That's who they are. I mean, look at it. Do you know what's going on now? Do you know what the country's seeing this on the internet? Have you seen this? Looters in Manhattan pulled up to a store in a $300,000 Rolls Royce SUV before they smashed and grabbed and drove away with the contents of the store. Car and Driver magazine put the value of the Rolls Royce, this was on Fox News, at $332,750. NBC producer Keith Feldman took the video in New York. Here's his tweet. Looters are literally pulling up in nice cars and cleaning out stores in Soho. Okay, this is Soho. I apologize. I'm sorry. He's out in the New York affiliate. Oh, okay. Wait, that is New York. Okay. What curfew? Riot. Looting is not protesting. George Floyd. And then he puts at NBC New York. So looters literally pulling up in Rolls Royces. That's not us. That's them. Americans are for the first time really seeing the true face of the left because they're unhinged. And now they got a choice. Look at this. Did you see this one? Looters in California use forklift to break into Best Buy. In broad daylight. Broad daylight. Not sure what that has to do with the murder of George Floyd, but here we are. This is in Fairfield, California. This is outrageous. This is who they are. They, what they want, the reason they're doing all this, they want one of us, just one of us, with a shotgun to come out there on the street and tell them to stop. And when they won't, they want us to shoot. Not a well-meaning store owner from behind the counter to, you know, saving their life with a shotgun. The media just won't cover that because the store owner's in the right. They want one person to get pushed far enough to do it, preferably a cop. That's what this is all about. And then they'll become the story. Don't give it to them. Don't give it to what they want because it's all they have. All they have, they are so morally bankrupt. All they have as civil rights activist and veteran, Bob Goodman explained, is 30 years of failure in the blue states and the blue cities they run. 30 years of police incident after police incident after police incident against black people. This is where this happens. It ain't in red areas. They want you to think that, but it's not. We're not them. We shouldn't let them turn us into them because what they are is ugly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texter writes, amen, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Amen, Tara, we had a true, had we a true democracy, the Civil Rights Bill may not have passed till the late 70s. Not if Joe had anything to say about it. He was still working for segregation in the late 70s. Wouldn't it be amazing if the people riding on the streets knew that? You know what the punchline is here? You know what the big joke is? You know what's so funny? Joe Biden, you know, he of the photo op where he's kneeling without social distancing, with the people in the background with no masks on, that one. I mean, it has been less than 10 years since he gave the eulogy at the funeral for a grand wizard of the KKK, who also happened to be a Democrat senator. And as one of Bernie's black campaign chairman, co-chairman pointed out, this is a guy who in writing advocated for bills to segregate blacks in the 70s. Joe Biden belongs in a civil rights museum, the kind the protesters would have burned down if it was on their route. And they have no idea. That's what's so funny. They have no idea who this guy is. She even wrote, Bernie Sanders, black campaign co-chairman, chairwoman, an editorial owner at the Post and Courier. No, I'm sorry. It was in the state newspaper. I mean, dude was lobbying for segregationist legislation as recently as the late 70s and early 80s. This is their guy. This guy. I have no idea. They don't even know what they support. They don't understand. I mean, that. Okay. Text right, say, Tara. I disagree regarding confronting rioters. As long as they get away with their despicable deeds, they will continue reaping mayhem. Once they realize that they may well pay the ultimate price for their actions, I have to believe that their acts will diminish. These are anarchists attempting to overthrow our way of life, which to me makes them a domestic enemy and subject to inaction of the Second Amendment's provision. Yes, absolutely, if you are confronted. Somebody smashing their way into your home or business, absolutely. You have a right to defend yourself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some people, some on the text line, want to go out there in the street with their gun and confront these protesters. That is what they want. That is what this is all for. See, the problem is that sounds good and all, but you don't control the media. By the time you're done, you're going to look like the Grand Wizard of the KKK that Joe Biden eulogized at his funeral less than 10 years ago. That's what they're going to make you into. They desperately need that infographic, that picture, that video to distract from the audio we played you earlier from a civil rights leader who said, listen, it's been 50 years of Democrat leadership in blue cities. We're still poor. We're still crime ridden. These police atrocities keep happening in blue areas, not red ones. This is what this is to distract from. Trump just showed them that everything they promised to do for blue collar workers and black people over 30 years could be done in three. That's a big problem for them. That's why they're this organized. They have to distract.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.